On this episode of the Digman Fitness Podcast, we talk about post-workout nutrition and why it's important, and three main points to consider while training and working with a post-rehab client. And we talk with our member of the month, Marco Martinez, on a few of his favorite exercises in the gym and how he benefits from them.
Welcome to the Digman Fitness Podcast. Digman Fitness is a place where families can become injury-free and have fun with functional exercise. We want to improve quality of life by preventing pain, reducing risk of injury, and improving function at work and at play. We promise to deliver the best tools necessary to help you restore your body and revitalize your life. Revitalize your life.
Revitalize your life. Hey guys, welcome to the Digman Fitness Podcast. I want to introduce you guys and talk with Mr. Marco Martinez here.
Hello.
Member of the month for November at Digman Fitness. How is it going, sir?
It's going well.
Awesome.
I'm happy to be here. I'm glad you chose me as a member of the month.
Yeah,
I appreciate
that. A fantastic time to learn about you and have folks get a little insight of what goes on at the gym and how you're coming along fantastically. So I want to kind of inform some of our listeners of a few questions and to kind of get to know you and what things kind of go on within the gym that you get better at. So, how long have you been working out with Digman Fitness?
This is ending my second month here, so semi-recently.
Nice. Yeah, we signed up for a month trial.
Yep.
We've kind of known each other in the past through, I was going to say mutual friend, but your dad.
My dad. Well, yeah, because you used to be a trainer at the Princeton Club, too. So I think I've seen you off and on throughout the years for a long time, because obviously my dad worked at the Princeton Club for, I don't know how many years now.
Oh, yeah. We spent some awesome, fun mornings in between sessions where I had, got to know him because I was one of the few trainers that would train that early in the morning, and his shift ended at 7 a.m. So in between sessions, or if I had a canceled client, I would always go up and hang out with Mr. Martinez up there. So it was always fun. What are some of your interests and hobbies outside of the gym or related or not related to exercise?
Everyone can't see, but I do have my puppy here. Well, she's not really a puppy anymore. She's about 2 years old. So I spend a lot of time with her. I just bought a house a couple years back working on that. And I work a lot and I really enjoy what I do. So I've been recently surrounding myself, with that. I spend a lot of time. So I design and build industrial furniture. A lot of custom work for restaurants and office buildings and homes. So I really enjoy the welding and the carpentry. And so, when I'm not with Mona or working on the house, that's kind of what I tend to do.
That's awesome, man. I got a chance to see, there was a time where I had to give you a ride back downtown and I got to see one of your other shops. It was really cool to kind of see actually where you worked at one of your spots.
And
I think we'll be sure to link your personal page.
Yeah,
or
for sure.
Some of your information to this podcast so folks can kind of, see some maybe pictures of what you've done and your work and some other things too.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of cool for people to see that. So,
and hopefully with a little bit of luck, I'll be designing your sign out here too.
Yeah. Within the next, however long it takes for them to get it, through the process of
approval.
Yeah, yeah. The sign. So, that'll be awesome. So. What are some things you enjoy about training at Digman Fitness, or a favorite routine or favorite exercise?
One of the things that I really like here is I felt like there's more accountability. I mean, even though nobody's forcing me to be here, it's kind of more of a smaller, tight-knit group, and you kind of build relationships with, not only you, but everyone else around you. So you feel like you kind of have to be there to support everybody, and that's what's nice about here is everybody's really supportive. And it doesn't matter what level you're at, everybody just kind of really helps everybody through, and that's one of the things I really enjoy about it. It's helped me get out of bed so early and actually get here.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, it's funny because the first time I came to the class, I had something going on, so I chose a 5 a.m. class, and you were just like, all right, see you tomorrow at 5, and I was like, okay, I'll try it out for a while.
I do remember that now. Yeah, that's right.
But I decided to stick with it because I really liked the group, and it kind of forced me to get to bed early and not mess around at night and go out and just kind of focus on what I was doing. So
yeah, like you said, it's really good competition. And with another member that was a previous member of the month last month, Russ, you kind of go head to head with him. You guys are both athletic and young and can do a lot of things similarly, and it really it helps your fitness level. It helps you guys kind of come in, because hey, if I don't come in, Russ is going to do a few extra more reps on the finisher and, you know, up the score. So
243, to be exact.
It's huge. That's awesome. It's fun. And then, yeah, like you mentioned before, too, like of all levels and shapes and sizes, that's why I think other people that come in that have stuff going on, like past injuries, that's why they're more comfortable, because then they can see, like, okay, some other, you know, another person beside me has something going on. Not at that level, maybe, certainly to a degree, but maybe, like, maybe, you know, makes them feel more comfortable. So that's cool.
Yeah, well, and it was nice for me, too, because I, unfortunately, I'm dealing with an ACL injury, and, you know, it was, you were really helping with the modifications and making sure that that was going well. And so any level you're at, it really, you know, because there's been times where I couldn't necessarily do what everybody else was doing, but you still were able to find a modification that was still pushing me too. Because sometimes modifiers, you feel like you're not getting the same, like, you know, workout out of it. But I still feel that way, you know, when I'm doing most of the modifications.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's one of my challenges, actually, or goals, is to keep pushing people, whether they have some kind of, you know, post-rehab injury or any kind of ailment, whether, like, they need to keep working too. I mean, if they got, you know, an ankle or a knee or hip, we need to find two or three different ways to make sure they're moving. So that's kind of a fun challenge for me, you know, every month, whoever I caught coming in.
Yeah,
it's something a little bit different.
Find something that's, yeah. Sure. So well, and going back to, like, you know, what we were saying about, you know, having, you know, me and Russ or anybody else, you kind of build relationships with people. You know, what I really like to, going back to, like, the exercises too, is some of the exercises I really enjoy is the where you're partnered up with someone, because you're really pushing each other, and you want to, I feel like you're trying to keep up with them, and they're probably feeling the same way. You really push yourselves. You know, the Marine Corps relay that we've been doing on Fridays, right?
Yep.
With the sandbag and the you know, med ball load and unload with the burpee broad jumps. And then the snatch and the burpee pull-ups.
Yeah, that's definitely a lot of constant movement for sure.
Well, and you can really push yourselves on those too. You know, you can push yourselves, you know, which is what I think Russ and I do, and I'm sure everybody else in the classes do as well.
Yeah, and then having a time up on the board too for the challenge, or that specific little mini challenge, not, you know, necessarily for the month, but maybe it's a workout that I kind of set aside to have other people come, you know, compete. You know, Trish and I, that week after when you were gone, and Russ too, he was on vacation traveling, and we're like, we got to beat Marco in Russ's time. It was like, it's cool for me. Like, I do, you know, similar workouts sometimes, you know, sometimes I do different workouts, but it was always fun to, like, try to compete with the members too. It's just, this is cool. Keeps me accountable too. I mean, trainers need that too.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, moving on, let's kind of go through and talk about short and long-term goals. If you have, you know, whether it be nutrition or fitness or what have, you know, what are some of your goals?
Well, definitely, you know, my long-term goals, I just see everybody, a lot of people that are, they get older and they become unhealthy, whether that's through, you know, eating or just not exercising. And I want to make sure I start now so it becomes more of a habit and easier to do in the future, as opposed to, you know, waiting until then and having to work your way backwards and, you know, catch up. So that's kind of one of my big goals, just trying to stay healthy, you know, stay fit. And that's why I joined here too, because I was at that point in my life, you know, a lot of stuff had changed and I'm like, I need something to, you know, keep me accountable. And I've done, you know, I've done some of the Beachbody workouts and, you know, like the P90X and Insanity, and I love those and all, but, you know, the results just are not like when you're here in a gym like this. You know, the results were, you know, half the time. A lot of it's because of the equipment. And, well, you're working with a professional trainer, too, so they can really make sure doing, you know, you're doing it right, too, as opposed to not necessarily knowing all the time.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, the same way for me, too. Like, I've always been competitive growing up. I've always been in a sport, grade school, high school, college. I wanted to continue with something. And even, you know, for me in college, I cross-trained with a lot of strongman equipment and different exercises, and then I kind of just grew into that sport. And you get to know people, you know, when you move into Madison, I started training, got to know other trainers that were in that sport. So it's like you get into that brotherhood like it was in college and high school, so it's so much easier, and then you compete within them, you want to do better. I mean, it's like that for me, what is keeps me motivated. I mean, just for you guys too.
Well, it's awesome, the encouragement from everybody too. You know, I just, like I said, it's, you know, I feel more accountable. And you know, it's not like someone's forcing you, but you just, you kind of get yourself out of bed and do it. You know, you want to be there for everybody.
Definitely that team atmosphere when you, you know, you miss.
Yeah, for sure.
Some person beside you is going to be like, hey, where were you yesterday morning?
Yeah, exactly.
Calling you up, Facebooking you. Yeah.
Well, it's one less chance you have of, you know, doing the, you know, the finisher and everything too. Yeah. On top of it.
You miss that workout, you know, plus the opportunity to gain points towards that the challenge. So that's cool. Awesome. I guess lastly, if we were to talk about how you were to talk about Digman Fitness to others, and how would you describe that experience to them to get them in?
Well, I mean, I've actually done this. Actually, I did get a referral because I would, after I leave here in the morning, I go sit in the sauna and, you know, sit in the hot tub a little bit. And, you know, often in the morning people strike up conversations when you sit in the sauna. You know, nobody wants that dead silence.
Yeah.
So I talk to people all the time about, you know, why I like being here. And it just kind of goes back into all the stuff I was saying before, the accountability. You know, working with a professional trainer on that level just is, you know, so much more than doing it by yourself. And you're kind of forcing yourself to go a little bit above and beyond. You know, you're pushing yourself to that end, as opposed to if you're working out on your own, you might slack a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I need that, and I really enjoy that. And that's what I tell people, you know, that what you get out of it. And you're there to support, too. Like, I can call you or message you if I have a question about nutrition, or, you know, if I'm sore or something, or, you know, feeling an injury, I know I can get in contact with you anytime, and, you know, you'll kind of guide me through that.
That's awesome. I mean, it always helps me a lot too when people enjoy and get results from the things that they do in the gym, and then they talk to others. I mean, it makes my job so much easier. I don't have to feel like I'm going to every single networking meeting in town. And when you have people doing, you know, some work for you without even really feel like they're working, you know, just talking about it, this is huge.
Yeah, well, in the 2 short months I've been here, the results have been incredible. You know, I can't wait to see what happens, you know, several more months down the road, you know.
Yeah.
It'll be exciting.
You can only get more jacked and fit. I mean, it's incredible. It's fun. Yeah, so I kind of want to, you know, thank you for the interview and transition and kind of talk about, we have an exercise tip that we're going to talk about for the theme of this month with it, which is post rehab and considerations with what we do in the gym. So we can kind of, you know, talk about what you have with your ACL, knee injury, and maybe talk about some more of, you know, some of your favorite exercises as a, you know, along with that too. So kind of, you know, explain to the audience here, you know, what kind of injury you had with your knee and, you know, how long ago.
Yeah. Well, I tore my ACL, you know, years and years and years ago. And I had a, you know, great surgery. Everything went great and no issues whatsoever. But I was playing sand volleyball and re-tore it again. And I have not had it fixed yet. So that's one of the things, is the stability isn't always there. You know, so it's hard for me to kind of make quick shifts back and forth, which is some of the modifications you've been doing.
Yep.
But I can tell you from being here for the last couple months, building a stronger core and just all everything, I feel like things are a little more solid. There's a lot more stability. I haven't had any issues where, you know, with the ACL, if you just turn wrong, you get that sharp pain because it moves and you could be sore for days. And I've pretty much avoided that because I've been, you know, everything's a lot more solid. And I think that's great, especially for an injury.
So you gain a lot of like proprioception or awareness of how to control your body and,
yeah, and exactly.
Like, okay, these exercises are good because I can hold myself in this better position to not put me in a poor position where I can get injured. That's cool. Yeah. So, thanks again for the interview, sir.
I appreciate it.
Transition again into our exercise tip of the month featuring, you know, we can kind of talk about more of like, the ACL injuries or, you know, tendonitis and shoulder, you know, rotator cuff injuries too. But, let's get into and dive into our exercise tip of the month featuring post rehab exercises and how a low-impact exercise is important. So there's kind of 3 main points I want to consider while training an individual with past injuries, especially, you know, with your case with an ACL. You know, some of those 3 main points, number one being, you know, dynamic warm-up considerations. You know, there's always modifications on exercises in the warm-up, number one. Number two, strength considerations. So, you know, for somebody, obviously, you're not going to do as much load right away, or you're not going to go at the exact same pace or even angle as other people that have been kind of training and don't have any injuries. And then lastly, like cardiovascular considerations. So we're doing like vertical jumps, lateral jumps, especially like the lateral movements with ACL. I mean, that can be huge to really pay attention. So I want to kind of hit on and make that our theme for the month as kind of a few things that we do in the gym and that you can talk about now with what we do with your specific consideration with your knee.
Yeah. Well, I think it's important too, because I'm sure it's, you know, for me too, it's always intimidating if you want to go work out and with an injury. It's good for people to know that there is a way to do it, because otherwise you can end up in that unhealthy spot. Or, you know, if you've been working out prior to that, you could lose everything, all those gains that you've made.
Yeah.
You know, so it was really nice coming here and knowing that there'd be modifications that would keep me, you know, pushing me still, you know. I think that's really important.
Yeah, and you know, as long as I have the clear from a PT and a doctor, it's like I can have the room to kind of stretch that a little bit. You know, if we're doing lateral movements and we're not quite sure if it's going to work, then we kind of progress. And you guys will see, we'll attach a video to this, and I'll have one of my members or possibly even Marco demonstrate a few of these main areas and show you guys what we're kind of talking about and take you through a few exercises on each phase, like the warm up and then the strength and then the cardiovascular, just so you guys see what's going on. But yeah, I guess an example on, let's say, like one of my movements, one of my favorite movements in a cardio routine or station is a skater.
Yep. So, I was going to mention the skater, and also the karaoke too. We do those as well, but the skater is a big one. So I don't have to, cause I don't want to run the risk of, you know, shuffling back and forth. The skater, you know, really works well.
Yeah, so for those of you guys that are kind of listening, you know, a skater basically is a lateral movement, which is kind of frowned upon for anybody with an ACL injury. But we'll kind of demonstrate the stutter step to that skater. I'm moving my hands right now, demonstrating as if you guys are seeing this. But you guys are kind of doing a stutter step and catch on that outside foot, stutter step in the middle and catch on the outside foot. So that's one of the things. And then like other things like bounding, broad jumps and vertical jumps, those can be okay, but same time we have to make sure we're using our hands properly and we're teaching a hinge technique and a good squat technique so that we're able to catch it.
Well, with the Turkish get-ups too, that was one of the big things, is you really helped me with technique to make sure I wasn't running the risk of
pinching,
you know,
that knee.
Yeah, by making sure you swing that leg over, because it's easy when you were showing me, it's definitely easy to do it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a kind of a good time to, you know, transition now, into the strength consideration. So, like, a Turkish get-up is an exercise, basically a smart way to get up off the floor. If I were to kind of describe this without showing you guys, you're on your back, you have one hand up in the air that is eventually holding a weight, that same knee is bent, you use your other hand to kind of roll over and push off. Again, I'm demonstrating this as if you guys are seeing this through the microphone and the sound. Yeah, you push off with the other hand, get to that upright position on your butt, you push your butt up in the air, swing your knee through, and then you come up to a stand, basically out of that lunge position.
Yep.
So that's one of actually my favorite like conditioning strength exercises. And then along with that, you know, a squat, you know, watching, making sure we're really sitting back and working and activating the hamstrings and glutes, because that's the prime muscles of a squat, that we make sure that they should be strong. If not, then somebody's going to be really quad dominant and they're going to squat down and their knees are going to shoot over their toes.
Well, I think that's really important too, about, you know, having a trainer or someone to guide you through technique, because when you're doing it right, you sometimes it just clicks too, you know. Yeah. There was some exercise that I was doing that took a while for it to click, but once you showed me and I finally realized, I was like, hey, that feels right and it's solid.
Yeah.
And you can definitely feel it, you know, the next day too, if you're sore.
You know you're
doing the right exercise. You're not.
Yeah, it's definitely maybe a couple, 2 or 3 days. But yeah, you know, with the squat again too, like, you know, we'll kind of demonstrate this on the video, but like, you know, the core is important, the breathing's important. Mm-hmm. So like, especially on a squat, taking a big deep breath in before you go down, tightening up the abdominal complex, getting that good depth, sitting back, squeezing the glutes and exhaling on the way up. But yeah, again, we'll demonstrate this, and that's cool to kind of have, you know, that feedback from somebody that has an injury for sure. And again, you know, coming back to cardiovascular considerations along with warm up, you know, somebody with an injury, you kind of warm up a little slower, and then along with, you know, getting them into the routine, finding that consideration. You know, if like, let's say somebody has, you know, an extreme knee surgery or they built up a lot of, you know, calcium deposits in their kneecap and don't have much flexion, you know, they're not going to get the depth. And they're not going to be as explosive. So instead, what I do is I'll have an aggressive hand drive. So I'll throw the hands back
the
and forward as fast as they can. So if they can't run, then they're driving their hands in place as fast as they can. So it's a few other things that we've done.
Well, I remember you did the bike too, you know, when I was sore, you know, you made sure instead of continuing with the Marine Corps relay, we did the yep. load and unload. And then we, you know, we went to the biking for the last, you know, 15 minutes or something like that, which still definitely, you know, gets cardiovascular.
Because there's really like, there's no equipment in here that you sit on. Basically, it's like, it's all freestanding room with, you know, stuff you pick up and carry, drag or push or pull pretty much. And then there's an old-fashioned Schwinn Aerodyne there, you know, for people that need to, you know, sit on a bike and pedal for a little if they're really...
The ones you don't put your finger in the cage, right?
No. There's hardly any electronics. I like that basic, that old-fashioned, you know, strength and conditioning routine. So it's good to kind of stay grounded with that. Yeah, so, you know, again, you know, the movement screen, too, along with those when we start up, is huge for people to see, like, where they're coming from with any imbalances, along with just seeing them move through a circuit. Number one, I like to, you know, see them squat and then see any shift or any, you know, kind of forward lean or any of that stuff or pain. And then after that, once I see some of those areas, I take note, you know, put them on the action card. And then after that, it's kind of a continuous evaluation on the new things that we do in the warm-up or the strength or the cardio of kind of seeing how they do, you know, from there.
Well, and that's one of the things, you know, the small group training allows, you know, because you go to some large gyms and they have just big groups of people. I feel like, you know, the trainer doesn't have that ability to really focus on everybody. Here, you know, the groups are small enough that you're able to focus on everybody and tell them if the technique is wrong or where they can improve on. And I think that was a huge, one of the big deciders for me, too, to come with a small group training was because I wanted that more intimate relationship with the, you know, with the trainer so they can really watch everybody.
Yeah.
So.
And plus, you know, he's always good too. You can have little discussions on what's going on. And then besides the accountability of making sure your buddy, your teammate of that time of the group comes in, you can also talk about other things like, you know, food planning and food prep and nutrition,
which
we'll transition into in a second here. But that's huge. You know, if somebody that is kind of step behind and if somebody else has been in the gym and been through the process and like, hey, you know, I've hired a dietitian and nutritionist. This is what I've learned that helped me. So it's always kind of cool. You get, you know, as you're warming up, you know, foam rolling or even cooling down at the end of the stage or the session, you can have the little discussions. It's kind of cool.
Well, and you got your little bucket of, you know, other recommendations for, you know, if you really want to get into the, you know, dietary and other things too. You know, you got cards of all kinds of people that you've built up relationships with.
Yeah,
so that's always nice.
My famous red bucket with referrals. You know, everybody from, you know, nutritionist, dietitian, or the massage therapist are all in there. You know, any plumber, whoever else. So it's always like a quick referral, which is cool about this. You know, you got people from all over. Every different business, you can help, you know, help people out and refer really quickly.
Yeah, well, and it's nice to know too that it's someone that you know instead of picking up a phone book or who picks up a phone book anymore? Yeah, just, you know, getting online, you know, you can only go by reviews that are there. But when you've actually specifically worked with these people or know people who have, it's a huge plus. You know, it definitely helps.
Yeah, that's huge, and you know, we can kind of transition into our nutrition tip of the month, which talks about post-workout nutrition. So a lot of, like I said, you know, what we mentioned, you know, we talk about within our team or our groups, you know, with what they've done in the past and, hey, what do you guys do for post-workout nutrition? What do you guys eat before? You know, we kind of want to hit on that now as our theme, along with our exercise tip of the month, talking about post-workout nutrition. Three things that I've learned from a few friends of mine. One you guys have recognized that I brought on the show before, Kelsey Height, and another friend of mine, Tom Grabo from Tri Chef to Go. They're both really good, outstanding nutritionists, and they provide a really good service with meal prep, meal planning, and especially, you know, making your meals ahead of time, you know, delivering them to you. So we can talk about this in a second. I actually referred Tom to Marco, you know, a few times back too. Does an awesome job. But three things that I learned with post-workout nutrition. Number one, absorption. Number two, fuel for kind of setting the fire, setting the tone for your next workout. So you kind of, you know, you're spending the time and the energy and the sweat and the blood in the gym. Why not make it
worth it? Lots of blood.
And yeah, sometimes, yeah. But hopefully not too much. And then lastly, there's no wasted time on, you know, that amount of time. So not wasted time for the future and not wasted time for that time. So I want to kind of hit on a few things that you know, you do, Marco, with your nutrition pre and post workout, and maybe talk, you know, there's a couple things that I do in the gym also. I, you know, provide a post workout shake mix that we can talk about a little bit here too.
Yeah, and I definitely, that's what I use too, you know, one of the shakes. And I really enjoy what you got there. Yeah. Especially the fact that the ingredient, you know, one of the big things now is you look at the ingredients list and you don't even recognize half the stuff on it. And I know you pointed out to me, one of the biggest things is there's, you know, what is only one ingredient in there? One or two?
Just cold filtered Wisconsin. Good old Wisconsin whey.
By local.
Protein isolate, yes. Out of Stoughton Road, Wisconsin. So he's actually a trainer that I know in town that his parents actually run that Wisconsin dairy company, and he just filters the whey and sells it.
Yeah. So, well, I'm sure if you just go look at any of the, you know, big brands out there, you just read that nutrition, ingredients list, who knows just what, like, some of that is.
Holy crap. Yeah. I mean, like three or four ingredients, they always say, like when I, you know, going through school is like the no-no is like, try to see if you can stay under two to three or four ingredients or five ingredients at least. You know,
which is incredibly difficult.
Yeah. I mean, if you're just eating food out of the garden and then your protein sources, that's pretty good. But yeah, it was a huge thing with, like, you know, that I've learned with like Kelsey and Tom is like the biggest and most important time of the day besides breakfast is like your post-workout, because that's when you secrete your insulin and your muscles are like a sponge and you have all this tissue damage from whatever kind of workout you have, and you depleted your glycogen, you know, your carbohydrate levels in your body. So if you provide, you know, good foods, that's like the perfect key to that door of setting yourself up, you know, for awesome gains. It's huge. I guess for, you know, setting up your next workout, I mean, like, I always try to set up my nutrition plan, my meal prepping, just like I set up my workout. So, like, plan ahead, whether it be, like, a month ahead or a week ahead. I mean, and for me, it's so much easier.
Well, and consistency, to too, like, helps you always through. Keep it the same, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like, having
a you don't cheat
support,
as much.
Yeah, having a helping support. Yeah, you buy it and you meal prep it. It's there. You just got to just grab and go. And, like, if you don't eat it and you cheat or something, go out to a restaurant, you're like, oh, crap, I have to make up and eat that extra meal the next day or otherwise I waste it.
Yeah, so, I like having, you know, because I'll make a bunch of stuff and, you know, put it in containers in the fridge. And then in the morning you can just scoop out whatever you want and reheat it. And it's all kind of more, you know, minimal ingredients. You know, I try my best to stay away from anything packaged, you know.
Yeah, you even told me the other day, too, like, when you fixed your nutrition in general, not only like the post-workout nutrition, but like you have better clarity.
Yeah. So I've done some more clean eating where I really, really stay clean eating. You know, if I want any kind of like sauce or like something, you know, no ketchup, none of that. It's basically, you got to make your own, like everything you have to cook, you know, which is kind of the hard part. But once you get used to it, it makes a huge difference. But when I did that for, you know, an extended period of time, I was just in the morning, I'd hit my snooze button and like, 20 seconds later, I'm just like, no, I'm ready to go. I'd get up and I felt really, everything was very clean, like cleaning a window that's been really dirty.
That's awesome.
So diet definitely plays a huge role and it gives you that energy to push yourself more too. I mean, I've found for the workouts.
There was a good quote that I learned from Tom from Try Chef to Go in town, a local guy. He said he would rather pay the farmer now than pay the doctor later, you know, for the medications and the diseases that could happen to you. You know, over time.
I think the farmer needs the money more than the doctor too.
Yeah. I mean, like he's fine with, you know, at stage in his life right now where like he's spending more time on taking care of himself. He's a little older. You know, you have to regardless whatever age you are, but like now he's like, I'm gonna spend a little extra on organic, a little more time on making foods, you know, helping support other small businesses that provide these, you know, at the farmer's market and whatnot, you know, keeping that good circle of friends and helping the health-minded people out. So he's like, yeah, he's big on like, I'd rather spend the time and money on the farmer now instead of the doctor later.
Well, and I think once you know, because starting out trying to eat healthy, it's intimidating. It's actually pretty difficult. But if you really dive in and have help from someone, they can really show you all the tricks and things. Because for me, once I learned, you know, at first it was pretty difficult. But once you learn certain things, it becomes just routine and easy, and you find out where you can get certain ingredients and not spend all that money too, because obviously eating healthy is, you know, not necessarily cheap. Yeah. But once you get in a routine and just stick with it, it's amazing what you can figure out. My experiences, at least, you know, I started being able to make certain foods that a lot easier that I didn't know I could make, and you know, everything turns out great. Yeah. You actually eat better, and you really do eat better. You're buying better quality food, and the food tastes way better.
Oh yeah, you develop a different taste, and then you know a lot of people even say like once they've cleaned up their diet, you even told me this too. We're like, yeah. You go back to like having a soda or something just for fun, like a couple sips, and some of the people would say like how much it tastes like pure syrup.
Yeah, like a candy bar and stuff like that. It's just too much.
Yeah, you know, it's a headache.
Yeah, too much sugar.
Yeah.
Your taste buds change, and all the foods that you might have thought were kind of dull before, you know, they become a lot more flavorful. Yeah. You know, you don't need all of the salt and, you know, sauces and ketchup and all that stuff because everything you taste more of the flavors.
Yeah, just, you know, have, you know, some more cacahuetes.
Yeah.
Or peanuts, you know. Spanish. We got Marco on the line here, too. He helps me a lot of Spanish, so you got me going on the...
All the pickup lines, right?
Yeah, yeah. So we're kind of want to, you know, keep this short and sweet. You know, I don't have a whole lot of, you know, things all the time. You know, I want to just have this as a reminder for people. I mean, a lot of people have their resources and their help from dietitians, and I don't want to be someone that says like, hey, do this. I'm not certified. I'm not a registered dietitian, but I want to just say like, here's a few things that I do and other people do inside my gym. So biggest things like, top three my favorite post-workout meals. Number one, apple with almond butter or peanut butter.
Almond butter.
So almond butter is kind of the healthier choice. It was, you know, some people always say, like, try to stay away from the fats around the workout time because it kind of slows the absorption of the nutrients. But, you know, if that's something that, you know, the one of the choices that's better than something else, that's good.
Well, if you find a good almond butter, too, you know, there'll be one ingredient, roasted almonds, and that's it, as opposed to... You know, some of the peanut butters, there's more natural peanut butters, thankfully, at this point. Yeah. But sometimes you look at its sugar is like the number one thing.
Without the soybean oil and stuff, too. But, another thing, too, is one of my other, you know, favorites that I, you know, supply in the gym, too, for folks if they want a blue blackberry raspberry strawberry mix, frozen berries, in with the Pure Choice 100% whey isolate protein. It's out of Wisconsin. Only one ingredient, and like I said, mentioned too, cold filtered Wisconsin whey isolate, along with almond milk, and maybe just a little bit of hint of honey, depending on what flavor the protein powder is too. So if it's just a natural flavor, just like this is, maybe I'll add just a little bit of honey to it. It's also, I mean, it's great. I mean, the first part of post-workout, after you've had that hard routine, especially depleting a lot of carbohydrates, that's a really good combination of protein and carbohydrate.
Well, in the morning too, you know, a lot of times you wake up and, you know, you always got that morning hunger, at least, you know, I do. Mm-hmm. So having that shake really helps. It just kind of fills you up and, you know, gets you rolling, gives you that little bit of energy too.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, throughout the day too, if you have, you know, like you're stuck with all your meal prep and you had a little more calories that you burned throughout that day and you're like, I need a couple more in me to balance out all the stuff I burn. And, you know, kind of a good go-to is that, you know, making a shake up. So, lastly, if there's any, you know, if people have a little bit of limit on, I guess, time or availability to a good food, you know, if they're working really hardcore, if they can't quite get away from, after they've gotten through a workout, let's say they work out at noon and that's really their only time during the day that they have their lunch break period. If they're stuck in a 12-hour workday job, it's just to have a regular meal within that amount of time. I mean, if you're not going to get anything that's fast absorbing, at least within an amount of, you know, within an hour after, they're getting a good balance of protein and carbohydrate. And, you know, some of those sources for me would be any kind of like fish, chicken, steak, along with like sweet potato.
Well, and it's nice, again, going back to like the small group and the, you know, kind of more intimate relationship everybody has here, it's nice to be able to talk to everyone and, you know, because they've all gone through it and they can give you what they've learned works. And because we do that all the time, you know, I'll talk to everybody else and we'll all kind of bounce ideas off of each other and, you know, helps you balance out. And instead of you going through all the troubles of trying to figure out what really works, they might give you a little bit of guidance to help you. And everybody's different, obviously, but that guidance really does help talking to everybody.
Comes back to accountability. Accountability in the gym, accountability with nutrition. That's, you know, basically you just want to keep it short and sweet on the nutrition tip here. Just kind of as another reminder, and we all hear a lot of these things every day. A lot of us know, obviously, a handful of broccoli versus a handful of cookies is going to be better. So I mean, it's just that constant reminder, that accountability of talking about it all, you know, constantly within your group of friends and helping each other out. Like, hey, you know, I fell down and failed this week. And the other person's like, oh, you know, I wouldn't see that from you. You're really super lean and fit. Maybe I feel better now that you're kind of having some failures and bouncing back. So it kind of helps to kind of at least have that reminder.
Well, instead of kind of getting down on yourself too, you see everybody else around you that's just as normal as you are, and it does help you bounce back for sure.
Yep, that's awesome.
After a weekend of drinking or something, and you get the cheese, the fried cheese curds.
Yeah, oh yeah, especially in Wisconsin. All right, I want to thank you for your interview, sir.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. Enjoyed the process of selecting my next member of the month. It was sort of an easy one for me because of the performance and the effort.
I appreciate that.
Coming in, you know, early and often. I mean, the consistency really shows in your results, which is like the number one thing to getting results is just showing up every day with your meals, showing up with your workouts, showing up with your relationships. I mean, like, people can fall and gain and things, but like if they just show up and they're there in that moment, they can really make the best of it.
Yeah, well, like I said, the results here have been, you know, even after 2-3 weeks, it was, I mean, I was shocked because I've done done the insanity and stuff, and a month and a half of that, I got better results in, you know, 2-3 weeks here. And that was really nice to see.
Different change and stimulus to the body.
Exactly, yeah.
That's cool. Awesome. Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to thank Marco again for the opportunity to interview for the member of the month. And if you want to hear more information or subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook. And if you're interested in joining us for a 1-month trial, the information's below. We'll see you guys soon.